A bus or car can take you to the historic mansions of Fairmount Park this holiday season, but in the past, a sleigh would have carried you there. Here's WRTI's Meredy Duddleson with more on the sights you may have seen along the way.
A cold snap brought out the first real evidence of winter. News that the pool behind the dam for the Fairmount Waterworks was frozen over. On a weekend, skaters would fill the Schuylkill River in front of Boathouse Row.
There was all sorts of activity out there, from elderly folks you see here to children. I dare say we wouldn't have any ice thick enough to do this today.
Darren Fava manages the historic homes in Fairmount Park for Philadelphia's Parks and Recreation Department. With images and newspaper accounts, he's painting a wintertime picture of the park in the late 1800s.
There's a nice sleigh here, and then this looks like a clunkier vehicle. Perhaps that's the delivery wagon. It was big news to write that there was enough snow to go sleighing. And they would always mention jingle bells, and they would always talk about how it was just like an old-fashioned Christmas.
Fairmount Park was the primary recreation venue for everyone in and around Philadelphia, summer and winter. A Currier and Ives type of Christmas comes through in this newspaper account from just before the turn of the century.
And then this is another favorite part of mine. Once in the park, the winter panorama spreads out like an immense Christmas card. The frozen river, with its crowds of gracefully gliding skaters, is a roadway boundary on one side, while snow-capped trees and icicle-draped rocks loom up on the other.
Skating and sleighing were great equalizers, and the old summer homes of the wealthy overlooking the river were comfort stations, open for all to come in from the cold.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.